Nerdrotic.com.
Welcome back to Nerdrotic. My name is Gary Beekler, and I come to you from Nerdrotic.com, and we need to talk about Captain Marvel and Rotten Tomatoes. God, it feels like it's been so long. But it looks like the world might be returning to normal, or maybe not. Now, we're going to refer to Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes is now completely discredited. I put no faith in them ever since they took away 54,000 actual user ratings from people saying they simply didn't want to see a film to protect Brie Larson and Captain Marvel. And have you ever seen a movie protected as much as this film? Have you ever seen an actress protected as much as this actress? The White Knight Access Media has been in full shill mode. We will get to them later. But it looks like it's rotten again. With 75,480 user ratings in, my God, that's a lot of user ratings. But we go over to our friends at Bounding Into Comics. Disney and Brie Larson's Captain Marvel, now officially rotten based on Rotten Tomatoes audience score by John F. Trent, future Pulitzer Prize winner. Disney's Captain Marvel audience score has fluctuated from rotten to fresh over the short lifespan, but it appears it will officially be rotten moving forward. The Rotten Tomatoes audience score currently sits at 59% based on, it's now 75,480. Just last week, the movie had a fresh audience score. For those unfamiliar with how Rotten Tomatoes comes to their audience score, it's based off of reviews that are 3.5 stars or higher. Not only has the Captain Marvel audience score moved into rotten territory, but the film has seemingly stalled at the box office. In the third weekend, the film only brought in $34 million, nearly a 50% decline from the previous week. For comparison's sake, DC's Wonder Woman only had a 30% decline in her third week, where it brought in over $41 million. In fact, Captain Marvel currently sits at the midway point as the 10th highest domestic grossing film of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. However, the film is also playing in a lot more theaters, with Box Office Mojo reporting the film has been in 4,310 theaters. It definitely doesn't look like the film will hit Disney's projected domestic gross of $450 million. In fact, it looks like it will fall well short of it. And prospects for the film having any kind of longevity look grim, as the movie is finally facing some kind of competition with Jordan Peele's Us, which raked in over $70 million in its opening weekend. This weekend, Captain Marvel will not only face competition from Us, but Disney's Dumbo as well. However, critics are already panning Dumbo, as it currently has a 55% rotten score on the tomato meter from 123 reviews. So a bad Dumbo movie might actually help Captain Marvel. It's possible Captain Marvel might not even hit $400 million at the domestic box office. Cosmic Book News has been tracking Captain Marvel in comparison to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. They report that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 was able to maintain a steadier flow. He said flow. Then Captain Marvel, as the Brie Larson starring film, is quickly fading when it comes to people either rewatching it or seeing it for the first time. After the third week, Captain Marvel still has a slight advantage over Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Captain Marvel's domestic gross was $320 million, while Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 was $301 million. But interestingly enough, Guardians actually made more money in its third weekend than Captain Marvel by around $500,000. What makes these numbers even more worrying for Disney is that Captain Marvel was teased at the end credits of Avengers Infinity War, and the film was released a month before Avengers Endgame, with the hint that Captain Marvel would play a significant role in the film. Despite the film's placement, it might still perform worse than Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. The film has forced its fair share of controversy, with much of it brought on by its star Brie Larson. Larson injected her own personal politics into the marketing of the film, even describing the film as her form of activism. She would go on to make cracks about the patriarchy and describe the film as promoting intersectional feminism. But maybe the biggest piece of controversy Larson brought upon herself was her comments about wanting fewer white men to review Captain Marvel and cover the film on her press tour. What do you make of Captain Marvel's Rotten Tomatoes score? I'll tell you what I think of this Bounding Into Comics John F. Trent future Pulitzer Prize winner. I think this might be the MCU spell fading, which we all expected to happen, but maybe not this soon, not prior to Avengers Endgame. Now, of course, the hype will get ramped up, and I'm sure Avengers Endgame is going to be a great film, and I can't wait to see it. But after that is what Disney and Marvel is worried about, and they should be worried about burning through so much goodwill with this film, exposing themselves with this film. They forced a competing company, NBC Universal, which owns Fandango, which owns Rotten Tomatoes, to remove actual user reviews to the tune of 54,000, like I said before, and then continuing to do it to this very day, and they can't keep that score up. And I think it's just going back down to where it should be, like I said, 50%. Hell, they couldn't keep the critic score over 80%. That tells you how bad this film is. And we've all had friends who walked out of bad films. Hell, I've done it too, thinking they were good. And then a couple, 3 years later, we've all come to our senses. Dark Knight Rises, Spider-Man 3, the Star Wars prequels, and you can still enjoy these films, but, you know, there's bad films like Con Air that are still cool, and you can have a reason to like them. This is just a flat-out boring bad film that in time will be completely forgotten. And we can't get through a video without talking about the access media when it comes to Captain Marvel, and it really was exposed during this Captain Marvel kerfuffle, and it feels like so long ago now, but it really was just a couple weeks ago when Dan Roth of the Sci-Fi Wire podcast admitted that they do play ball, admitted that they were access media, and you can see the problems they had when they reviewed Captain Marvel. And you know why they have these problems? Because of Brie Larson and because of Disney marketing the film the way they did. It had their britches twisted, and they weren't sure how to feel about this. I go back to Dan Roth from Sci-Fi Wire's podcast, who won the week.
I would feel a lot better, and I have to say, this is, you know, my whole perspective on it is, gosh, I really wish I knew how I felt about this movie, but I don't, and the reason that I don't is because no matter which way I turn, people really want to tell me not just how to think, but also, what I do think if I say anything in any sort of way. And it makes it very hard to just view the film. I've never had a movie quite like this.
Ah, poor little Danny Roth. Well, I have a similar feeling about this. It made the viewing of Captain Marvel weird. It made it weird and uncomfortable when I saw it in theaters with people from Lucasfilm, people who worked at Disney. And, it made the thing a little bit awkward. It sure did. And it's Disney's fault. And it's Brie Larson's fault. And it looks like Chris Evans is popping off too. That will be a video for another day, or maybe later today. Who knows? But that's what happens when you inject personal politics and agenda into your fun superhero films. It stops making them fun.
Feminist part, they were like, well, if this is supposed to be a feminist movie, why didn't this happen? And it was like, I don't think Marvel ever said this was a feminist movie.
People are starting to come around, and like I said before, this movie, I was fully expecting it to get a 93% from the critics, so that tells you how bad it really is. Is Marvel going to continue down this road? I guess we're going to find out with Spider-Man Far From Home, and it certainly is the next candidate for injecting agenda into the MCU. I hope you like what you heard. If you did, please like, share, and subscribe. If you didn't like what you heard, hey, thanks for listening this long. Please go to nerdrotic.com for my live stream schedule, and may the small folks sing songs of your greatness.
Nerdrotic.com. please subscribe.